Her Time to Shine, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Erica woke with a jolt. Her heart was racing. She sat up and opened her eyes. Nothing. Complete darkness was all around her. She held her breath and stayed completely still, listening. Something was different. Panic began to rise. Her breathing was ragged, gasping. Where am I? Oh, yes. Of course. Melrose. It was her first morning waking up in the small town nestled against beautiful and magnificent Mount Remarkable. She pictured the perfectly put together compact space of the flat with its heavy curtains with a small floral design. She loved how different the decor was from the way her sleek, minimalist home back in Adelaide was designed. Best of all, she loved that she was on a second floor. Even the flat being above Crossley Funerals didn't faze her. She might have moved there out of desperation, but she was excited about starting her new job in a completely different industry. Just days ago, she might have laughed at her ridiculous overreaction, but now it was reasonable after a few weeks' ordeal culminating in the upheaval on the weekend. She and her young adult daughters, Mackenzie and Izzy, had dubbed it the Kayla incident. Reasonable, yes, but bloody annoying. Erica hated that the woman was still having an effect, despite being nearly 300 kilometres away. She really didn't want to think about Kayla at all, but damn it, there she was, now lodged in her brain. Erica still struggled with the fact the girl had been living in her roof space. Well, not living exactly, but there, coming and going, roaming the house at night while Erica was sleeping and during the day while she'd been out. You're okay. She's locked up and far away. The tension seeped away and normal breathing returned. But the level of grittiness in her eyes told her it was even earlier than her usual waking time of between 4:30 and 5:30. The early starts were not by choice, but because she liked to go to bed around 9:30, and apparently she only needed 7 hours sleep and no more these days, even though much of those 7 hours were spent tossing and turning, fighting the discomfort of hot flushes and night sweats, and attempts to find relief by pushing her feet in and out into the air beyond her quilt. Bloody menopause, she cursed as she took several slow, deep breaths. Technically, she was postmenopausal, but that didn't seem to have made a difference to her symptoms. She wasn't keen on this ageing business, or of now being a woman of a certain age, her age being almost 50. Though, as her parents had said before dementia began eating their brains, it was better than the alternative. Erica knew that all too well, having lost her husband Stuart to cancer 6 months earlier. Cancer was a cruel beast.